We said in the last episode on the Incarnation that the Church took great care to explain the mystery of the union of the two natures of Christ, because God became man to redeem us. And in the words of St. Gregory Nazianzen, that which Christ did not assume is not healed. That which is united to God, only that will be saved. To save man means to heal and save our nature, because when Adam sinned, our nature fell, was weakened, was cut off from God, was robbed of the supernatural gift of grace with which God first endowed us. Our body became subject to death, our souls became cut off from God and inclined to sin. So understanding the union of the Son of God with our human nature helps us understand the nature of our redemption. He took on our whole human nature, body and soul, and all that comes along with those things, in order to renew us from within, body and soul, and all that comes along with those things. In fact, we see especially in St. Paul, see 1 Corinthians, that Christ is to be understood as the new Adam. Just as in Adam all died, so in Christ will all be made alive. Adam was the first of our kind, and we all share in his nature, fallen as it is. Christ took on our human nature and raised it to an even higher status than it had before the fall, so that if we become united to Christ by grace, as we are united to Adam by nature, we become like Christ, as we were before like Adam. All of salvation history, all of what we read in Scripture and see in the history of the world, was a long, providential process of preparing mankind to be renewed. The story of the Israelites, which we read in the Old Testament, is based on the law, meaning that the legal righteousness of the Israelites was dependent on external adherence to the laws and duties given by God to Moses on Mount Sinai. But we know from St. Paul and from Christ himself that this law did not have the power to justify us or make us right with God, truly, from within. It required internal renewal, not merely external observance. Of course, we say that some of the patriarchs and Israelites were just and righteous, in the sense that they were faithful to the law and obedient to God. But St. Paul says in his letter to the Romans, "What the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did. Sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." Our relationship with God is not based on a legal pact. The old law was merely a preparation for the real covenant which was to come in the union of God and humanity in Christ. The failure of the Jews to observe the law served as a reminder to them and to all of us that without God's help we are incapable of doing any good. Something greater was needed, something within us that gave us the power to do what we cannot do on our own with our fallen sinful nature. It's also true that given the kind of beings that we are, personal free creatures made in God's image and likeness, God wants us to participate in our own salvation. St. Paul says, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Why else would God give us free will if not to use it to love God freely? So the nature of our redemption has to be interior, real renewal, a healing of our mind and will by God's grace, so that, aided by God's grace, we really can freely choose to love and serve God. And again, that's why Christ had to take on our nature, to renew us from within. There are explanations of our redemption that hold that God merely declares us to be justified, even though we're not. But can God lie? Luther likened our justification to a pile of dung covered over with snow. We're just covered with holiness, but we're not really holy. If that were the case, what was the point of the Incarnation? Why did Christ suffer? If it's all merely a declaration of righteousness, which is really just external and superficial, in what way is the new law better than the old? And in what sense could anyone ever be called holy or even saved? Christ told us to be perfect in holiness as our Heavenly Father is perfect in holiness. But unless we are redeemed from within, this is impossible. No, God made us in His image. These powers of ours, which set us apart from the animals, had to be renewed, because they had to be involved in our journey back to God. But God did promise in the Garden of Eden that if Adam ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he would surely die. This is a promise God could not break. So if we wonder why God didn't just decide to give us another shot and forgive us and declare that everything was fine and we wouldn't die, that's why. He is truth and fidelity itself. So if our nature was condemned to die after that first sin, and without God's grace it was impossible for a finite creature to reach out over the infinite abyss which separates him from God, the only solution was for God himself to cross that infinite gap and unite our nature to his, and to pay that debt which we could never pay ourselves. We are finite, our sin was infinite. No effort of ours could repay an infinite debt. but the love of an infinite man could. And if we are joined to him by the divine life, which is grace, then we can cling to him in our journey back to the Father.